Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. News reports show that there's lots of anger out there, seen in everything from racial tensions and political disputes to school shootings. After the shooting at the Florida high school last month, the dean of the School of Public Health at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis said that to combat such anger and violence, we have to focus on creating a culture of abundance and not one of scarcity. Here's a Bible story that shows one way we can do that. An unnamed woman noticed that the prophet Elisha frequently passed through town, so she and her husband made space in their home so he could stay with them when he was around. In other words, they made room for spirituality and divine good in their thoughts and lives. Shortly thereafter, the woman gave birth to a son, although previously she'd had no children. But after several years, the child got sick and died. The woman immediately ran to Elisha. She turned to divine goodness and its power. And her confidence in and understanding of that power had results. Her son was restored to life. In the face of the ultimate scarcity, a lack of life, this woman, unnamed, so she really could be anybody, any one of us, discovered that an abundance of life was right there where it had seemed so absent. The culture of abundant good she had cultivated in her thought and expressed in her life brought tremendous results. May we too cultivate that culture of abundance and see more and more good springing to life around us. Amen.